rain and snow showers popping up over the big city of Dimmitt. We'll see what happens with round two tonight. We're supposed to get to another round coming up, according to Doppler Dave, around 6 o'clock tonight with some rain. Monica Van Zee joins us this morning down heading towards Sweetwater. Where is it, Monica?
Seminole.
Oh, I was close. Tell us what's going on for the Dimmitt High School down there.
Oh, wow. We're competing today in area UIL, one act performance competition.
Well, I see Dimmitt's in there. I see Denver City, La Mesa, Canadian. Of course, I don't know if you knew or not, but 20,000 acres of land have burned in Canadian area overnight and last night, so they got their own issues going on over there.
Oh, no, I have not heard that yet, but it was horrible. That wind yesterday was horrible.
I noticed they're there, Roosevelt's there, also shallow water. So tell us, kind of walk us through what's going to happen down there today with this get-together.
Well, six schools are going to compete today and with their one-act performances that they've been practicing on since school started. And they are about 40 minutes of a one-act performance from a play or a theater theater act. And they get 7 minutes to set up, and then they have, I think it's about 39 minutes to actually do the play, and then they have so many minutes to take it down and get off the stage. So I think all in all, it's like 47 minutes that they actually get on the stage and get off the stage. And we're really excited for our Dimmitt kids. They are performing Her Senior Year by Cody Morey. And it's about a girl who discovers that she has an illness during her senior year of high school. And the kids have done a wonderful job with it, and they've gotten better and better each time they've performed it, and we're really excited to see them today.
So is this the first time Dimmitt's actually been gone this far in this competition?
Yes, it has. It is. I believe we've always been able to go to district and perform at district, but ever since we started, I don't believe I've ever seen us go as far as district. And so to go to Bi-District in El Paso was amazing. I can't believe we had to go all the way to El Paso, but we did. And now we are on to area.
So what's this honorable mention award I see from somebody with the last name of Van Zee?
William. Yes, he did. He got an honorable mention for his part in the play. He plays Kyle Wilson, who is the boyfriend of the leading actress, and he got honorable mention at district and at by district, along with Magdalene Chavez, who plays, I believe she plays Amy Snow, which is one of the best friends, and they both received an honorable mention. And then Delia Vargas, who is our lead actress, she received, which basically is called the Best Performance, which is the Best Actress Award. She received that award at District, and then she also received All-Star Cast at Bi-District.
So this gets to start at 1 o'clock today in Seminole. What happens after today if Dimmitt does well? What happens? What's the next step?
The next step is regionals, I believe. And that'll be in another week, and then they will go on to state. So today we have some fierce competition. Shallow water is known to have gone to state several times, and so and Canadian always has a really good one act performance team. So the competition is really, really good today. And so if anybody has a chance to go out to Seminole to see these kids perform, it's going to be a really good day.
Are you going to videotape this thing too?
No. It's the copyright laws. They don't allow pictures or videotaping. So the best way to see our students perform this one-act play will be at the community showing that we're going to have on April the 6th.
All right, that'll be here before you know it, because we're about done with the month of March, that's for sure.
I know. Yes, sir. We're going to have a community performance on April the 6th at Dimmitt Middle School Auditorium. We're going to have a meet the cast, so everybody can come and say hi to the kids and congratulate them and visit with them at 6 o'clock in front of the Dimmitt Middle School Auditorium, and then at 7 o'clock we'll have the live performance.
So are you on the road yet to Seminole, or are you already there?
Well, we came. My mom and I came last night after school, which was horrible. The wind was 60 mile an hour gusts. It took us, it felt like 2 hours to get here. And so we came and stayed with my brother last night in Lubbock, and we'll leave to Seminole in a little while.
All right, Monica Van Zee with us, live down in the big city of Lubbock. I'm sure the blowing dust was a lot worse there than it was here.
Oh, it was something else. There was several brownouts, couldn't see anything. When we got to the sand hills, the tumbleweeds were just hitting us. It was horrible, and I feel so bad for Canadian. I did not realize that they had so much burned down last night.
It got within a couple miles of the town of Canadian last night, and they told everybody to turn on their sprinkler systems in their yards if it got that close, and then they told them to shut them off because they're running out of water from the water tower.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't one thing, it was another.
Right. Well,
hey, thanks for calling in, Monica. Good luck down there in Seminole today, and let us know how it goes.
Yes, sir, we will. Thank you so much.